In 1941, in the thick of World War II, two of the world's top physicists met in Copenhagen, one German, one Danish. The details of their meeting have never been revealed, and the two never spoke to each other again. That's the central conceit behind Michael Frayn's play, Copenhagen. Werner Heisenberg comes to visit his old mentor, Niels Bohr, and his wife, Margrethe. Here's director Maggie McInerney.
They worked together and were good friends until World War II started, and then some obvious complications between Germany and Denmark began.
This is going to be a deeply awkward occasion.
You won't talk about politics.
We'll stick to physics.
Subtitle for the play could very well be Uncertainty. I'm Curtis Crick, and I play Niels Bohr. It's not just the literal name of the principle that Heisenberg is famous for having discovered, but it adequately describes what we know about this meeting, which is not very much.
What we do know about Bohr and Heisenberg is that they were both physicists working on splitting the atom to create nuclear fission, making their work of particular interest to both the Allies and the Axis powers.
So, an explosive chain reaction will never occur in natural uranium. To make an explosion, you have to separate out pure 235, and you need many tons of it, and it's extremely difficult to separate.
Tantalizingly difficult.
Mercifully difficult.
Heisenberg became known after the war for being the scientist who worked on the German atomic bomb program. I'm Stuart Schleuser, and I'm playing Werner Heisenberg, and as my character says in the play, spent the rest of his life explaining that and trying to make sense of it to the world. He's a profoundly, deeply misunderstood person, I think, and certainly as he's portrayed in this play.
At the same time, Niels Bohr is living with being on the victor's side.
Niels Bohr left occupied Denmark, escaping on the very eve of having been rounded up with all the other Jews in Denmark and shipped off. And he flees and goes to Los Alamos and participates in the actual construction of a successful nuclear weapon that was used on human beings. So he's the winner, and he is guilty of that, right? And Heisenberg is the loser and not guilty. Theater to me is exciting because it can reveal human truth. And the human truth in this moment is a guy who could have just read his story in the history books and said, yes, he was the winner and he was on the winning side and he was always right and he was always good and he always did the best things and he was a Nobel Prize winner. But in this moment, it's about becoming face to face with something you're guilty of having done. And that's one of the exciting and delicious human truths that we get to explore in this play.
Mathematics becomes very odd when you apply it to people. 1 + 1 can add up to so many different sums.
It's an interesting time now to be doing this show. It seems that the world is more perpetually in wartime than it was at the time this show is set.
Oh, I mean, I think nuclear proliferation has been something that the world has been grappling with ever since fission was discovered. Yeah, so these themes that this show is exploring are just as true today as they were then, and even more frighteningly true today, perhaps.
The world has never been the same since the nuclear genie was let out of the bottle, and these are the men who let it out of the bottle.
And from those two heads, the future will emerge. Which cities will be destroyed and which will survive? Who will live and who will die?
My dear Heisenberg!
My dear Bohr!
Come in!
Copenhagen is on stage at the Academy Theater in Avondale Estates, now through May 20th. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.